Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say, the whole world is in you. Play until the day we are repaid.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us. We'll be talking, among other things, about the top source of stress in your life and how medically it affects you, the problems with diets and good things about naps, that sort of thing, coming up in a few moments. In the meantime, the folks in Nicaragua are wondering why people have taken to volcano boarding. This is not the number one story of the day, but it's much more interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about ISIS.
This is sort of like the weirdest
who shot
out of
whom.
Their windows into snowbanks.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking, Jen. Right. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kesley here on Good Day with me. The story is at DougSteffen.com about how the Nicaraguans. Why down there, though? Is that the only place this has been done, Kenny?
Well,
of other people.
The only place I know of at this particular volcano.
Yeah, why?
Also who's access to volcanoes, maybe.
Right. Active volcanoes.
Right.
Is Nicaragua the only place in the world where there are active volcanoes at the moment?
At the moment? Mm-hmm. I saw a video that somebody posted the other day that where they were on a boat not even a mile away from where a volcano erupted.
Yeah.
And you saw the ash shoot out, and the guy said with the video camera, "Wait for the shock. Here it comes." And then it was like, bam. And you heard this loud pop, and everybody just kind of shook. It was very interesting to watch.
Really? So would you do it?
On a boat from a mile out? Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be very interesting to watch.
No, I'm talking about doing it, not watching it.
He wants you to skateboard into a volcano.
Oh, right.
Just say no.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Channel your internet.
I gave that up for
just
Lent.
Just say no.
Yeah. Give it up for Lent?
Yeah. I gave up volcano surfing for Lent.
All right. So what is it that you do? And this is a question.
That's what you do, I bet.
He said do.
I'm pretty sure you do when you're just skateboarding into a volcano crater.
But what do you do that is extreme? What would you consider the most outrageous thing that you do? Yeah, Jennifer, you can start.
Getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's
about as extreme as I go.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, Dougie. I take
risks.
Look at
the picture. Have you seen the picture of this guy, by the way?
Yeah.
Go ahead, yes. Excuse me.
I take risks, like, yes. You know, by pushing the I don't stay content with stuff. I like to push the board, I like to push things a little bit in my life. But that gene where you have to skateboard into a volcano or you have to jump out of a perfectly
good airplane. On a plywood sled.
Yeah, it has completely just been, it's skipped on me. I don't understand why people do this.
Oh, I think it's the same crazy stuff with the people who jump out of airplanes at 10,000
feet. Yeah, that's
what
I mean. Like
bungee jump off of a bridge down into a ravine.
The idea
of nuts.
Dying doesn't appeal to me. No. And so the feeling of almost dying but making it, it's lost on me. I don't know.
I told my wife.
Don't have it.
Now that I've turned the big 5-0.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday.
I want to go, it was months ago. I want to go skydiving.
Yeah, you're nuts.
And I want to do it.
Why?
I want to do it in Key West.
Okay.
Why?
Great.
Because
in the water, in case.
Yeah. It just seems like
Rich,
an adventure.
Here's the thing. You chose to live, and you beat cancer. That's about as cool as you can get. Like jumping out of a plane and
maybe that gives you the faith of this.
I've always
to do this.
Mountain biked. I still have a skateboard. I go out skateboarding in the summertime all the time with my son. It's just fun stuff, you know.
All right, Kenny, what would you do that, or what have you done that's really
you know it's
unsafe?
Fun going to the movies. That's fun.
Guys, I've drunk milk that was like 2 days past the date.
You stay up all night, Ken. Come on, that's a good
or raw milk. whatever. All right, so the volcano discovery thing, if you want to check out the story, DougStephan.com or
volcanodiscovery.com. All they're doing is sliding down the burnt ash.
A piece of plywood. Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
looks
it's
like a pile of tar.
It's like when you go skiing on the sand dunes. It's the same thing, except it's burnt volcano ash.
Same thing, except it's different. All right, Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in a moment.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
You may be eating more seafood during Lent, but is it enough? Dietary guidelines recommend 2 servings a week, though most Americans fall short of this goal. Registered dietitian Dr. Wendy Bazillion offers simple tips for making flavorful seafood at home during Lent and year-round.
The key to eating more seafood at home is making it taste great. Spices and herbs make good-for-you proteins like salmon, tilapia, and shrimp even more enjoyable. Use seasoning blends to simplify meal prep and make tasty, family-pleasing dinners. On salmon, try a salt-free blend like McCormick Perfect Pinch Fiesta Citrus Seasoning. With all that flavor, you won't miss the salt. Or bake fish in a foil packet to lock in the moisture. Brush lemon juice mixed with Italian seasoning and black pepper onto a mild white fish like cod or tilapia. Add colorful chopped veggies for a full meal with easy cleanup.
For these recipes and more, visit McCormick.com or find McCormick Spice on Facebook and Pinterest.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fifteen past the hour now. Happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com is the place for his intelligent medical newsletter. It's intelligent medicine, actually. He is intelligent. He does practice medicine. And so why not put those two things together, get him on the radio? He's pretty good on the radio as well. Does a weekend program around the country, emanates from New York. He's a highly touted, respected, and good guy to have on the radio, frankly. Focus on health. And what causes stress? This time of year, I have said on the air openly and publicly that I am extraordinarily depressed. One of the reasons for it has been the weather that I experienced for the last month and a half on my farm, and how it just destroys. The buildings are collapsing. The animals can't survive. And it's really affected me, plus some other things going on personally that have brought me around. But I see that, according to the Stress in America survey conducted by the Harris folks, that money is the number one problem. It is not mine, even though it could be. I didn't
let it
get to me that way. But I guess when I'm looking at this and wondering, this is the top stressor and has been since they started conducting their annual survey. So never mind, I mean, medical bills and all kinds of other things that are the reason for people going bankrupt and causing money problems. What do we do? No matter what the source of our stress, this does take a toll and a half on our physical being because of the mind-body thing. What do we do?
Indeed it does. You know, and it's so much so that, you know, there are subspecialties within psychiatry and psychology. You know, like there's sex therapy, right?
Yeah,
okay, that's
right.
A whole area that's fraught with peril and worry and concern, anxiety. There is actually a branch, an official branch within psychology, money therapy, because they recognize this, and this is not like financial advisors. This is not part of UBS or Prudential. This is actually a discipline within the field of psychology, because they recognize that this is such a big deal. So, you know, what's going on possibly with you? It's winter, all right. Mm-hmm. Seasonal affective disorder is a big thing. It's biological. It's not, you know, you feel melancholy, you feel these negative thoughts, but part of it is it's driven by your own biology, by light deprivation, by a disruption of your daily rhythm, because, you know, it's dark, it's cloudy, maybe not enough vitamin D because you're not getting enough sunlight exposure. Sunlight itself is exhilarating, and people go into withdrawal, and, you know, those melancholy thoughts intrude, and people get cabin fever, especially where I am, because at least, you know, you were hunkering down on the East Coast. Now you're on the West Coast where you have a little more mobility.
Right.
We've got cabin fever here. It's hard. It hurts to go out. Your fingers hurt and your face gets, all frozen. So, you know, a lot of things conspire.
You're in New York.
In New York, yes.
Yeah, there's not a lot to be said for frozen face. So is there a way of eating your way out of this? Do some people do that? And is there a good diet as well as perhaps consultation?
Yeah.
Maybe there are natural things you can take. But what about eating? You said vitamin D is important. We all know that the last couple of years, a lot of focus on that. But what about just eating?
Well, you have to be careful with eating, because this time of year it tends to promote carbohydrate craving, because the carbs help to make more serotonin in the brain, and that's a sort of a feel-good neurotransmitter. So people tend to, you know, go for comfort foods, which ultimately gets them fat and more lethargic, and it's a vicious cycle. So you need some carbs, but you need good carbs, small amounts of them, balanced with protein and healthy fat, and lots of omega-3s, because that's from fish oil, and that actually helps mood. Lots of B vitamins, too. B vitamins actually have been shown, especially for some people, they make a big difference. They can really jumpstart your mood. So, you know,
so B vitamins, vitamin D, and fish oil, basically.
Fish oil, There's also some thought that melatonin can be helpful, but, you know, it's the thing that helps you sleep, but it's apparently the trick is to give it at the right time of day. Some people need it surprisingly early in the day. You know, you think it helps with sleep. Others need it later at night. The timing of the administration of melatonin for winter blahs is important, too.
Well, so what is it? The daytime? I know Jennifer and I were talking about this off the air. She's having a hard time sleeping, so am I. You made a couple of suggestions as to homeopathic stuff. When I've taken melatonin in the past, it gives me bad dreams. So
you take it
at a different time of day than it doesn't?
Sometimes, it can give you like really weird hallucinatory dreams. Unfortunately, it won't work for you if that's the case. But for the vast majority of people, it does a reset on their clock, so they feel less lethargic in the morning, more
energetic. Yeah, it works
for me. Yeah.
Right. Does it work for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. When do you take it?
About 9 o'clock in the evening, 8:30.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there it is. Some thoughts about how to eliminate stress and feel better in this time of year. Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out again his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Come on!
Woo-hoo.
There we go.
Sometimes she's ill, you can take a break.
Let's get rid of the blues. Pharrell Williams.
Poor Pharrell. He's not a feral cat. Love you, Dougie.
So, according to the story we have at DougStephan.com posted today, Mr. Williams is going to expand his happy empire to the world of children's books.
Why not?
He signed an agreement with Putnam to write four books for young people.
Off of this one song.
Off of this one song. And the inspiration. Apparently, this Happy the Book, 250,000 copy run, published in September of this year, has pictures of children around the world celebrating what it means to be happy. Remember when all those videos started last year when this song came out? There were people, even some Iranian, were there Iraqis or Iranians that the girls that posted something that was a video that having fun with singing the song and they got into trouble? Don't I remember that, Kenny?
Yeah, Iran.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, good call on that. I forgot.
Yeah. I'm humbled by the global success of Happy, he said, but especially in awe of the song's young fans. My collaboration allows me to continue a dialogue with these children in a fresh new way. We're committed to feeding the curiosity of young minds with imagination. So this song actually goes back, although I didn't know it until last year. It was a part of Despicable Me 2 in 2013. And then...
a huge hit last year, though.
Right.
Created and he just won a Grammy, too.
24-hour music video. What was in the 24 hours was just different versions of the song? Is that...
Oh, my gosh.
No, it just took 24 hours to make it.
Oh. Oh, I turned it around in 24 hours?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You know what? He just seems like a good guy.
Yeah. The only I only have two issues with Pharrell.
Okay.
He's awesome on The Voice. His choices of clothing, really odd. Yeah, he wears that weird, like, Yogi Bear hat, and then he also...
That Bellman outfit that he wore.
Yeah, then he had the Bellman
weird.
With the man capri pants.
Right.
Just saying, man capri.
That was weird.
Mm.
Maybe
so that's number one.
His way of separating himself from everybody else.
Yeah, probably. Number two, he did the hands up, don't shoot during his happy dance at the Grammys.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody was going to shoot you,
Pharrell. He seems like he's got a good attitude, though. So.
No, he's awesome on The Voice. He really seems like he cares about people.
Yeah, he just seems like a nice guy.
He's a good coach.
Right. Well, he was on The Voice.
The Voice. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, he's a great coach on The Voice.
Yeah, right.
And very caring, and he's really smart. I mean, this is like one of his first hits. I mean, he doesn't have that many hits, but he is such an accomplished writer, producer. You know, he's behind the scenes as well.
Hey, Doug, you want to finish this off with our other happy songs?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
We got to do something to get rid of the seasonal digestive disorder, Richie. This quarter. This is the only clean song I think he ever did.
And it's been edited.
Yeah, we'll be fair one right there. All right, here, what else?
Dan Morrison. There you go.
The bright side of the road.
Can't sit still listening to this. Sometimes I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it up with this. I still remember the time that you paid $600 to see Van Morrison and they were fake tickets.
Yeah.
That's
bad. We got him.
I stood there and watched him. I didn't sit. I stood and watched him. But it was a good concert. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. GO Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GO Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Some of the damage from today and this week, depression and its connection to social media. We've been talking a lot about depression because I've admitted being depressed. And I know a lot of you are too. One of the things that's bothersome is the weather around the farm and the stuff going on in New England. That's very troubling. And so there's that connection. But how is depression in general connected to the social media? We'll find out. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about that. I think it's an important thing for us to understand. I think one of these, you know, it's just really, because there's so much bad weather, we've got to look out for the cold weather. Understanding pretty much the entire eastern half of the country is in an ice box. From the Canadian border down to the Gulf Coast, temperatures 25 to 45 degrees below average. 115 million people in 27 states are shivering today. Schools are closed again today. There hasn't been school. There has been 4 days of school so far in February in my hometown. 4 days.
Wow.
And so what are they going to do? They can't get the buses up and down the street. Yeah. The streets aren't cleared up enough. Plus the fact the schools are losing. They had power outages. The pipes were bursting because there's no heat. That kind of stuff. So many parts of lower 48 are colder than Alaska is today. So I like that, boys and girls.
It's I think it was like 8 degrees when I walked in here in D.C. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of D.C., the District of Columbia, in spite of, or is that despite or in spite of the frigid, cold, horrible, hazardous conditions, shut down federal offices. It appears that there was a snowball fight. Story at DougStephan.com. First organized snowball fight of the season in Washington, the Snowball Fight Association. My God, they have a thing in Washington called the Snowball Fight Association.
It happens every year.
Created an event on its Facebook page inviting the district snowballers to a benefit, a benevolent snowball battle. Where is Meridian Hill Park, Richie? I don't know.
It's near DuPont Circle.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So a lot of hundreds and hundreds of D.C. residents showing up at 11 o'clock yesterday, taking advantage of the snow. The nation's capital had 4 or 5 inches. Not
so
like
awesome.
They
were interviewing this one guy, and it's all like these 20-year-olds that live down there. You know, they just graduate from college. They have jobs down on the hill or something like that. They live in DuPont Circle.
Yeah.
And
right. So
they're interviewing this one kid. And he's like, well, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And we go down here and flap right in the face.
In the head.
He's been interviewed.
Nice. You know, and it's okay if they're soft, but when they get hard and they're icy, that really can
it
hurt.
It was a powdery snow, so
it can be dangerous. Some people are vicious when they throw those things around.
But they,
I saw one go through a window
usually get
car
a
one.
Couple of decent snows a year, and this usually, you know, breaks out each time.
So let's see here. There's a costume contest for the craziest-looking snowball fighter, $75 gift card from an Irish restaurant and bar in the D.C. area. So there you go. Big time. The people in Washington, this is probably good. They ought to have this going on all the time, then they won't screw everything else up. Richie would be happy to know there is a new kind of crafter's beer. This is a craze all over the place. I've told you about Jack's Abbey Beer. In Framingham, they have 4 or 5 different types of beer, and they're exploding in popularity. They have to move out of the place where they're in and go to one that's 3-4 times bigger. I know about them because they're in my hometown. I also get the brewer's grain to feed to my cows when we can find some that's not frozen, and that's been a real problem the last, actually, 2-3 weeks. So, anyway, this craft beer industry is really, really ramping up. And the current craze, apparently, Richie, is to barrel age beers. I don't know what barrel aged. Well, I guess they put them in either the aluminum kegs or they put them in wooden kegs.
They're starting to do them in wooden kegs a little bit too. Yeah.
So they're now trying to acquire used barrels from distilleries and wineries. That's the wooden ones. Most common barrels used in brewing are those from bourbon, whiskey, and red wine, because they pair best with certain beer styles. Barrels can be used only once during bourbon distilling, then reused in whiskey and scotch distilling or sold to breweries. And because of the growing scarcity of barrels, some breweries are turning toward aging in a container that holds wood spirals instead. Aging with spirals also speeds up the process. I'm interested in, the national chain Gunite City Food and Brewery going to release a Scottish ale aged in whiskey-soaked oak spirals called Way Up Your Kilt.
I had one yesterday, and I'm trying to look for it to see what's in it, but it was basically a recipe back at Thomas Jefferson Brewery.
Yeah, really?
And they only used grains and ingredients that he would have had access to.
Yep.
And it was good. It was really good.
You liked the taste of it.
It was a little bitter, like an IPA.
Yeah.
But I liked it. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, let's see what else is happening here around the country. Visitors to Yellowstone National Park this month, typically not worrying much about coming across any grizzly bears. This year, however, you better pack your bear spray. Officials say they've spotted grizzlies feasting on bison carcasses a month earlier than usual. And it's not warm, so one wonders if they're not getting food and they're becoming a little more bold. However, out there, they've had warm and cold temperatures. And the warm temperatures, they say, are the culprit, certainly an indicator, but not necessarily a rush of bears leaving their dens. But if there's one, though, it's safe to assume there will be others, say the park rangers. It's not unheard of for a bear to leave the den briefly if it gets warm enough and then go back in to hibernate some more. The fact is this one was eating probably means that there are others that are out looking for food. So 600 grizzlies live in Yellowstone. More than half of the bears in the entire country live in Yellowstone, these grizzlies.
Wow.
So look out. Look out for the bears. It's 20 before the hour on Doug's Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
All right, so at 17 before the hour, you'll be happy to know that more than a billion people in China are celebrating the Chinese New Year, and it lasts for about a month, isn't it, based on the lunar calendar? Celebrated across the world, a lot of parades and Chinatowns in our country around the year,
yep.
Right? New beginnings. Chinese New Year, fresh start. Imagine that, a billion, three or four that live in the country.
Wow.
So not all of them are old enough to celebrate, but at any rate, there's something for us to celebrate. We need more things to celebrate. We were just talking about the grizzly population out at Yellowstone. Now there's a focus on the great shark population. Matter of fact, story at DougStephan.com today, focusing on the organizers of the Great Shark Race in Florida, Richie. Fin fans, they're called. Fin fans.
What is the Great Shark Race?
What happens is the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation has a race every year, and individuals place bets up to, you can get, if I understand it correctly, Kenny, businesses, individuals place bets by ponying up a $5,000 fee to purchase a tracking tag and have it attached to make sure that their shark, the one they're betting on, comes in first or wherever they are. They're tagged, so when the race begins, they watch them, and whoever finishes first wins the purse. Is that about it?
Yeah, whichever shark travels the farthest in, I think, a six-month period.
Yeah, where do they go? Normally go from where to where?
They go, well, 6 months is a long time. They go up and down the coast.
Yeah, our coast.
Yeah.
East Coast or West Coast. I think it's West Coast, isn't it?
It's in Florida.
Yeah,
so
all right.
Probably East Coast.
You're probably right about that. Gee whiz.
That's funny.
Florida's Great Shark Race will not begin, though, until, what is it, April, 1st of April? And there's another one that happens in June. But now you've got to get your bets in. You have to get everything, the arrangements have to be done in the next month in order for it to... Right, that's it. Okay, so there you go. Those of you who are excited about sharks and shark races. No sharks here, just Dr. Joy Brown up next to focus on depression and help you out there on Good Day.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
All right, so we have a problem in our country with the weather, people paying their taxes. Generally speaking, wintertime brings about depression. It's normally not necessarily something that we would expect to happen to people in Florida or in the southwest or west coast of our country, but there is a lot of it this year. And apparently, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us, who has her extraordinarily well-done radio program. How do you like that? Well done.
It's well done.
It's rare and well done.
Oh, there we go.
Every day from noon.
Tasty,
three East Coast time, a lot of great radio stations around the country. Find out. You can listen, actually, by just going to drjoy.com. And if you have a question for her, dial 855-99-DR-JOY anytime, day or night, and get the answers to your questions on the air. Anyway, so depression, it seems to be greater. I know that I've been depressed the last 3 or 4 weeks. Because of the weather and other things that are going on.
Before we go on this, I think we have to differentiate between fed up.
I'm clinically depressed.
All right. So has this happened before? Because there is something called seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, and that's what has brought this on.
Tell us what the difference between the two is, Joy, please.
All right. Well, first of all, depression is a misused term in this society.
Yes, I'm depressed. A lot of people say, I'm depressed.
And what they mean is, I'm hungover, or I'm sad, or I hate my job, or my marriage isn't very good. But depression, interestingly enough, is something that when we feel sad or upset, we can usually point to something outside of ourselves and say, that's what's causing it. I'm really depressed that Seattle lost the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's not depression.
That's not what we're talking about.
What depression has historically been defined as a chemical imbalance, so it's almost by definition internal. Now, interestingly enough, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is kind of straddles the line between the two, because exactly as you say, Doug, there are a certain number of people who are very affected by the weather, and as you also pointed out, it seems to have something to do with the amount of sunlight. For example, one of the treatments for SAD is a sun lamp. Believe it or not, the idea being that the pituitary gland and thyroid are very phototrophic. They're very sensitive to light. And so those are kind of the master switches of the emotions in our body. So the idea is, if you take somebody who, in fact, and you heard, I just made the distinction between depression being an internal issue as opposed to something outside of you. So SAD sort of straddles that issue, because you could say, well, it's because of the weather, and it's actually not the weather per se, it's the amount of sunlight. So the cure for SAD to a certain extent is sunlight, which means go to Florida, get a sun lamp, because it's one of those kind of odd psychological things that is sort of halfway between how we usually classically think of depression and sadness. So, and even the term seasonal affective disorder, SAD, sort of straddles the term. So, but for a lot of people, this has been a very long, tedious, cold, difficult winter.
Yeah.
Now, there's also a third category here, which is people who may be prone to depression, who can kind of be tipped over the edge by something as tedious as this winter. So they may not be depressed, they may not be sad, they may just be kind of on the border there. But get some sunlight.
Help with depression, sunlight. Look on the bright side of life, if you will. Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY.
Life is quite absurd.
word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away? Tom Parsons is here from BestFares.com as we talk about the travel, what to look out for in cancellations. I'm going to tell you a story and hopefully teach you how to not have the same problem that I did. Also, Tom has some advice on double dipping when it comes to miles. That's up here now as we focus on your travel on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family. But at the same time, we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Hi, Tom Parson from BestFares.com is here. Circumstance that occurred to me is a lesson for people in dealing with the weather and travel. I had a flight on American Airlines that I had to change a couple of weeks ago because of the weather, and they didn't charge me a change fee, but they charged me $300 more for the ticket because that was what the reality was of the cost at the time. So then that flight was canceled because of weather, and I had to change the same flight again, and the cost, the printed published fare was $500. I had $800 in the ticket. They wouldn't give me the $300 back again. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are confronted with this. They don't challenge. They don't ask the question, what do they do? I sent a letter to the chairman of American Airlines, and they sent me back the self-serving stupid letter that said, well, that's our policy. Well, screw your policy. You screwed me out of $300. And I can't imagine that there aren't thousands of other people who have the same problem, Tom. What do people do?
Well, in your case, you're sort of brand loyal, okay, to the airlines that just keep beating you up. But in many cases, if you're John Q. Public, you only travel once a year, twice a year, that's it. Your frequent flyer miles today are not going to be anything like they used to be. Like United, Delta are now just giving you 5 points based on the dollars you spend. So Boston right now to L.A. is $289. So you would get a whopping 1,500 miles, even though the actual air miles on American and U.S. Airways would be about 5,000. same thing goes with Delta. I mean,
So American is going to change to do that as well? Is that what you're saying?
They haven't done it yet, okay? But they have to wait to merge the two frequent flyer programs, U.S. Airways. Then we expect that to happen. But if you're flying in the winter, I still think the airline that gives you the best options is Southwest Airlines, okay? It doesn't matter how many times you change your airplane tickets. As long as you change it 10 minutes before departure, you get 100% credit back to your
airline.
All
right, so that's good for people that fly Southwest, but people who fly the other airlines apparently are screwed. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, in the case, too, I mean, if you can move it out, move it in, if you got to move during those same time periods, yeah. But I just believe, you know, people may not realize that you live in the Boston area.
This isn't about me. This is about people in general. The weather has been horrible around most of the country, and the airlines are screwing the passengers right and left. And it seems that we don't have an option, even though you keep saying we do. We only got a few seconds left here. It's very frustrating.
We don't have that many options. As long as we stay within the rules of the airline, American right now has probably the worst of all the policy changing. Okay, Delta, United, at least if you can't go, they'll let you change it. They'll let you have no fees. They'll let you push it up 30, 60 days.
So the thing is, fly Delta and United and don't fly American. That sounds like the recommendation, at least as far as this problem is concerned. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with some recommendations for you to think about if you're traveling during this bad weather and you get stuck with a ticket. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.